Hi, this is Dan Tellerico.
And this is Eric Silver. Hey, Dan, did you know that you make better decisions if you've recently eaten a carbohydrate?
There's no way that's true.
It's absolutely true. It's one of the reasons the dieting is so hard. You're not getting enough sugar in your diet. And so at the same time that you're trying to have willpower to not eat sugar, you're also not getting enough sugar to have willpower.
That's an extremely vicious cycle.
Yeah, it's really unfair. It's also why sometimes later in a shopping trip you find yourself filling up your cart, or it's why you find yourself, you know, starting to put in more things just because your willpower is getting borne down.
So you're telling me I should eat the muffin at the bakery at the beginning of my shopping trip and not at the end?
Well, if you do eat it at the beginning, then you're going to be probably making better decisions and fewer impulse buys.
Oh, okay.
Because you'll be having that carbohydrate digested in your system.
Right.
So I thought maybe we'd talk about that in regards to Pick'Em-All.
All right. How can this possibly tie in?
I mean, the insight is that decision-making takes energy. And so trying to actually come up with a way that someone's going to make a great decision, one of the things we had to do was make it really easy. And so that's something we've been working on a lot.
Like what kind of features?
So, I mean, starting out, for people who want to make a decision quickly, we just have a list, something you don't have to do any work on at all. So if you look at the list, if the first thing seems right, if it describes what you're talking about, if you go and you look at the facts that have been prioritized and those seem like the important things for you, you're able to make a decision right away. If they're not right, then you're able to go and start refining things. But the tool is so powerful that going and saying price isn't this important to me and just swinging the price slider, you right away start seeing a new set of results.
Immediately, just like that?
Just like that. So you can do an entire decision in under 2 minutes.
Well, that's great, because like when I've gone to make decisions in the past, it just like turns into this, I just get so exhausted, you know, and so fed up with like, okay, I can't find the information I'm looking for. Everything's kind of buried within everything else, and it just gets frustrating.
Yeah, I mean, I've had that experience too. A lot of times when I'm searching, I just end up giving up and just buying whatever I'm looking at. But if you think about it, I think people's incentives are wrong. Most people on the web aren't trying to help you make a good decision. Either they're trying to keep you on their site, if they're a decision-making site, because they're serving ads to you, or because they're getting paid for, you know, your clicks on the page, or it's because they're actually a manufacturer. They want to give you information just about their product, and if you get exhausted and just choose what you're looking at the moment, then they're hoping that it took long enough for you to be on their page. So most people on the web are trying to exhaust you. Only a couple sites are trying to make the decision as easy as possible.
Like what sites?
And we're back to marketing. Hey, thanks for tuning in for the audio, Wu, and for listening to our marketing.
Yeah, no problem. And you can find us on the internet. And just, you know, I think Pick'Em-All, you come here, and we don't waste any of your energy.
We don't waste your time, your energy. We just help.
You can spend that energy doing things you want to do.
Hope to see you soon.
Bye.